الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، today إن شاء الله we will continue from where we stopped. The last class we discussed the rulings regarding al-isti'adha, and we mentioned that al-isti'adha, saying a'udhu billahi as-sami'u al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim min hamzihi wa nafsihi wa nafsihi, is taken from a general verse in the Quran regarding the recitation of the Quran, wherein Allah says, فَإِذَا قَرَعْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. That Allah says, فَإِذَا قَرَعْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, when you want to commence the recitation of the Quran, He says, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, make isti'adha, seek refuge with Allah, مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, against the shaytan, the accursed. Now the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, in authentic ahadith, he taught us to say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ مِنْ هَمْزِهِ وَنَفْخِهِ وَنَفْزِهِ. When we make isti'adha in salah, and I remember that we mentioned to us that one of the ulama, Imam Muhammad Naqib ibn al-Albani, rahimahullah, after citing the ahadith in which the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam would say, is isti'adha in salah, he reported those narrations from a number of companions, including Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and others. And he was extensive in reporting these ahadith. He said at the end of his rahimahullah that وَأَمَّا الْإِسْتِصَارُ عَلَىٰ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَأَمَّا الْإِسْتِصَارُ عَلَىٰ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, as for just being sufficient, as for only saying أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, he says فَلَمْ نَجِدْ فِي ذَلِكَ حَدِيثًا, فَلَمْ نَجِدْ hadith. We have not found any single hadith regarding saying أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So when we say dua al-istiftah and we want to make isti'adha, we should say أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّمِيعِ الْعَلِيمِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ مِنْ هَمْزِهِ وَنَفْخِهِ وَنَفْخِهِ, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ مِنْ هَمْزِهِ وَنَفْخِهِ وَنَفْخِهِ. The only thing we can leave out is السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So we must say أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ or أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and then we must end it with مِنْ هَمْزِهِ وَنَفْخِهِ وَنَفْخِهِ. He says, but for saying أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ alone, like this in salah, he says فَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ حَدِيثًا, we have not found any single hadith for this. He went on to explain. He mentioned a hadith that people want to make mention of it, but it's from the maratib of Al-Imam Hafiz al-Basri. He does not make any evidence at all. He mentioned a number of things. Then he says, ولا يخفى, and it is not hidden, أن الآية مجملة, it is not unknown, it is not hidden, it is not a hidden factor, أن الآية مجملة, that the verse فإذا قرأت القرآن is مجملة, is general. It does not specify how to say it. It says seek refuge with Allah. One of the brothers mentioned another ayah that is regarding salah, also mujmala regarding this issue. In Fusilat, when Allah says, وَإِمَّا يَنْظُرْنَكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْبُكُ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. It's not talking about salah. You have some wasawis in your mind telling you to do you secretly with Allah. Is it telling you how to pray? So it's saying salah, it's a secretly with Allah. When you read the Quran, the next question is, how do I secretly with Allah in salah when I read the Quran? So that's where we will find, that's where he says, Rasulullah, لا يخفى أن الآية مجملة. The ayah is, I don't want to use the word ambiguous. Regarding reciting Surah Al-Fatiha in Salah, the ayah is not explicit enough to tell me this is how to say. When you read the Quran, secretly, how there is still something left to explain. And then he says, Rahimahullah, ليس فيها بيان صفة الاستعاذة. That ayah does not contain the how of making istiada in salah. Rahimahullah, it says, فوجب الرجوع بذلك إلى السنة. It becomes obligatory to return regarding the how of making seeking refuge with Allah in salah. فوجب الرجوع بذلك إلى السنة. So it means we have to, by obligation, go back to the Sunnah and ask, when we read the Quran in salah, how do we make the Quran? How do we think that we need Allah? That's what we have seen in those authentic narrations that we have reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is statement occur in the Apostle of the Prophet in the first volume, 276. We should see that the correct thing to do is to say, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفخه. الحمد تقول الآن. What are we saying to say من همزه؟ قوم علماء في همزه جنون. همز الشيطان جنون. Because he pushes the person. إذا حمزت شيئا yeah, it's a part of it. If you make hams of a thing, you push it. Go on, go on. Some of the ulama say that is junub. Others say no, the hams of shaitan is the waswasa. He mentioned something similar to that in Surah Al-Mu'minun. What did he say? Min hamazati shayatin. What's the meaning of that verse? وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. Ulama say مِنْ وَسَاوِسِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. He will say, go, push, go, go. So whether junoon, whether waswasa, that is hamz al-shaytan. May Allah protect him. مِنْ هَمْزِهِ وَنَفْخِهِ. They are almost agreed that al-nafku refers to al-shib, arrogance. The one who is arrogant is puffed up. So who is blowing him up? Nafkh. Blowing him up. Puff is, he puffed up in arrogance. So that is that we think where he is. Allah. One nafkh says, likewise the blowing. Nafkh. Somebody blows, it's like blowing a breeze with some little tittle accompanying it. So the nafkh, that comes along, they say it's a sheriff. Others say it is shi'r. Some say it is shi'r. Of course, those ones that contradict the sharia. And others say it was a shi'r. Because Allah says in Al-Falaq, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ. When those nafasat make nafas, they are making shi'r in the process. Nafasat are similar among those who blow into naught. It is referred to as Nafasa. I want someone to give the story in Katimajiko. He ties something and they begin to say conjurations to them. So when they make that, they make Nafasa. So as a result of that, some of the ulama say this Nafasa Shaitan refers to as what? Other say it is Shaitan. Because when the individual has faced with the sharia, sometimes he doesn't know what to do. He begins to behave, it has some mild effect on him, some unknown, unseen effect on him, and sihr has unknown, unseen effect on the individual. You will not see the thing bringing about the effect, but you just see that the man doesn't know what he's doing. So the meanings of all of this, they are not far away from one another, inshallah. So in hamdihi, we ask Allah protection against shaytan's ham, his waswas. Wa nafsihi, keep arrogant, we ask Allah protection from wa nafsihi, we ask Allah's protection also from sin. May Allah protect all of us. So this is what we say in Salah. And we say that Al-Imam Ibn Hazm amongst the ulama holds that it is obligatory. Before him, long before him, amongst the Tabi'un, Al-Imam Atta ibn Abi Rabah, likewise Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, ulama said all of these people have the view that to say Sa'ada in Salah is obligatory. And the deduction for that view comes from that order. Fasta'id billah, this is an order. And the basic ruling regarding an order is that it commands us regarding something that is a mandatory. So that's why they say it's obligatory for us to decide A'udhu billah, to make isti'adha in salah when we observe the salah before we read the Quran. I think that's a part of the isti'adha. Something came to mind when I think what you have mentioned the fact. So when the individual makes the takbirat al-ihram, Allahu Akbar, the next thing he does is what? Dua al-istighfar. The next thing he does is what? Al-istighfar. So what are the rules? Let's start. Takbirat al-ihram is so it was broken. Rafu al-yadayn is what? What about al-qabd? Sunnah, mu'akkada. Some say we use. It's not far away. What about, what else? Dua al-istighfar, it's what? Sunnah. If you say wajib, I like it more. Some ulama, some say wajib. Some say wajib. We mention that to us when we mention it. Then after dua al-istighfar, we have what? Al-istighfar. What's the reason of al-istighfar? Wujub, wajib. Istighfar is wajib. On the person performing salah, al-sahih. Although the madhab of the large majority is that it's mustahab. But it's clear, inshallah, that it's wajib. Allahu Akbar. Then it is not known that he left it, alayhi salatu. It is not known that he left that command to recite alayhi salatu in salah. It is not known that he left it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it will come from the general sense of sallu kamara aytumuni. So every action that explains that hadith, he never left them. He was ever upon them. They will remain upon the general ruling of that statement. So in that statement indicates obligation. All those actions engaging the indicating and explaining the statement, they also indicate what obligation. What we are saying is that it's obligatory to recite Alisi Allah in Salah. And the correct way to do it is to say, A'udhu Billahi Samir Alim. من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفخه. After that, the next thing is to say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. To make al-basmala. The reading of al-basmala varies with ulama. Something is sunnah, which would mean that if it is left out, it does not have anything to do with the salah being invalid. But others say that it is part of Surah Al-Fatiha. So if it is part of Surah Al-Fatiha, it will have one of two rulings. The first ruling it will have is if Surah Al-Fatiha is Rukun, and it is Rukun, it means when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha and we leave out the Basmala, the person has not recited the Al-Fatiha. Imam Shafi'i rahmahullah, he clearly stated it in his book Al-Umm. He says, if a person recites Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, to the end, without reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if he gets to غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, and remembers that, oh, I did not say Bismillah, he should go back and recite Bismillah. He Because if he goes ahead, he does not have that raka. If he does not remember until he stands up for the second raka, he should take the second raka as his first raka. Because that first raka is what? Invalid. So if, and that is the case, that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is going in part of Surah Al-Fatiha. And we say Surah Al-Fatiha, the beginning of it is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We will ask for the evidence. We'll discuss them, inshallah. We are just trying to lay a thread. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is part of Al-Fatiha. And the correct ruling regarding Al-Fatiha is that it is from the Arkan of Salah. If it is left, the individual does not have that part of the Salah. He has to go back to it. So in that case, it would mean that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim must also be read in Salah. If it is part of Surah Al-Fatiha, and it is part of Surah Al-Fatiha. So that is upon the opinion that Surah Al-Fatiha is from the Arkan. Or even those who say Surah Al-Fatiha is from the Wujud, this is from the Wajibah, obligations of Salah, they still insist. Some still make statements that will make you understand that they refer to Wujud of Rukniya. That it is compulsory, meaning they meant by that to say that it is from the Arkan. So if they say it is not wajib, and we just take it like that, what it would mean is that if you leave a Surah Al-Fatiha, you'll be committing a sin. Even though the correction is that the one who leaves a Surah Al-Fatiha has read in complete Fatiha, the one who leaves out Al-Basmala is reading an incomplete Fatiha. That is the correct thing. But other things is mustahab. You can leave it. In fact, Al-Malikiya, we did not need to talk while we were young that we should recite Dual Istikhar, Istihad, and Basmala when we were young. I read Al-Ashmawiya. There is nothing. In Al-Izziyah, it is from Makruhat. You mentioned it. Don't recite Isti'adah. Don't recite Dual Istiftah and Isti'adah and Basmalah. Just go back to Surah Al-Fatiha straight. It is like that too in Al-Risala, Abu Zayd, Al-Qayrawan. These are basic books of Malikiya. As children, you read these books when you are young. So, the Malikiya have a view that between Takbirat al-Ihram and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you just keep quiet, nothing to be read. This opinion is completely wrong. We'll come back to them. Why did they say that? From where did they get the evidence to say that? Just Allahu Akbar, no Dual Istikhar, no Isti'adha, no Basmala. Malikiya, that's our view. I say our view because that is the common madhab in all of these our areas. So if you find one Baba leading the Salah and he says Allahu Akbar, he's not reciting Dual Istikhar. He's not reciting Al-Isti'adha. And he's not telling you, he's not reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He's just being a Maliki, he's giving out all those things. The next thing you hear is what? Alhamdulillah. He has not followed the Sunnah. Even though it appears like the Sunnah, that is not the Sunnah. Because the Messenger to Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, we'll come back to it. It is not also used to recite these things aloud. You will remember the hadith we read to us in the last class. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu had to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give your silence between Takbirat al-Ihram and the commencement of Qira'ah. What do you say? What do you say in an hadith okay? Bukhari and Muslim? So this view by our people is wrong. Even though in the apparent it will appear like the Sunnah, but it is wrong. Because they would have left out, like we said, they will leave out what? Dual Istikhar. They will leave out what again? Al-Isti'adha. They will leave out what again? Al-Basmala. All of these things are wrong. We come back to the issue. Al-Basmala is part of Surah Al-Fatiha. If a person does not say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim when he starts reading, men or women, as of when I told me, when a woman prays at home, she says, Dua al-Istiftah, she she says isti'aza. And then she leaves out Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That haraka is gone. She has to come back from wherever. Come back to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and then Surah Al-Fatiha. So today, inshallah, we'll add two more issues. The first is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim part of Surah Al-Fatiha. We say it's part of it. So what is the proof of it? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في صفحة سورة الفاتحة. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه يقول عن صفحة محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. I smiled because there was a discussion with some brothers and I said to them that بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم is clearly part of سورة الفاتحة. They want to explain it in an authentic hadith. In fact, in a book most of the brothers read regularly, but perhaps attention was not given to him. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that the Messenger said alayhi salatu wa sallam, إِذَا قَرَأْتُمْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ إِذَا قَرَأْتُمْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ If you like say, إِذَا قَرَأْتُمْ أَلْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ No problem. إِذَا قَرَأْتُمْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ When you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ فَقْرَأُوا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ The Prophet Muhammad said, إِذَا قَرَأْتُمْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ فَقْرَأُوا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ When you recite أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Surah Al-Fatiha, فَقْرَأُوا You all should ensure that you recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You must recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innaha Ummul Qur'an. Because Alhamdulillah, Surah Al-Fatiha is what? Ummul Qur'an. Ummul Qur'an. The ruling of the Qur'an. The entirety of the Qur'an. You'll always come back to Surah Al-Fatiha to find an essence for anything you see in the Qur'an in Surah Al-Fatiha. If you want Akhbarul Umam al-Madiyah, narrations regarding the communities that have gone past, Allah mentioned something regarding it in Al-Fatiha. Sirat al-Lazim and Amta alayhi. Some of them are from those Umam that have gone past. So, Rayl al-Mazluli alayhim wa al-Dali. Who are those? Some Umam too that have gone past. And the stories about Umam that had gone past are just those who survived with Iman and those who were destroyed with their hope. You find this essence in Surah Al-Fatiha. Mention anything. Tawheed. In Surah, it starts with Tawheed. Surah Al-Fatiha starts with Tawheed. What? Ahkam, Iman, everything you find a basis for it inside Surah Al-Fatiha. So that's why ulama refer to it as Umul Qur'an. So something that is the Qur'an revolves around it. Like Umul Qur'an. Ulama say all the rest of the towns revolve around it. وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا Umul Qur'an. He says alayhi salatu wa salam. إِنَّهَا Umul Qur'an. Surah Al-Fatiha is Umul Qur'an. وَأُمُّ الْكِتَابِ It is Like we said, Ummul Qur'an, Ummul Kitab. And the Qur'an is the book that is referred to in the expression, Al-Kitab. وَالسَّبْعُ الْمَثَانِ And the Qur'an, Surah Al-Fatiha, this Surah Al-Fatiha, it was السَّبْعُ The Surah with seven verses, Al-Mathani ulama have a lot of meanings. But the easiest and the correct, Allahu A'lam, most correct of them is to say Al-Mathani because we read them repeatedly. Some say it's because this Ummah is half its Isna, that Allah segregated us to give us Surah Al-Fatiha. Like he says in the hadith of Anas in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, Allah segregated Sustan Ummah, the Al-Fatiha. So they say that's the reason why he calls it Al-Mathani, something he made special for a group of people. And on. But to say, because we recite repeatedly Surah Al-Fatiha, that's why it is referred to as what? Al-Mathani. So he calls it As-Sab'u, the chapter with what? Seven verses, Al-Mathani. And these seven verses are what? Repeatedly repeated. They are regularly repeated, if you allow. You repeat them in every surah, in every chapter, in every rak'ah of salah. You repeat Surah Al-Fatiha in every rak'ah of every salah. whether it's the light first or from the Nawafil, you see that you are reading Surah Al-Fatiha. Ulama figure that twice is referred to as what? As-sab'u al-mantani. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa bismillahir rahmanir rahim ihdaha. Wa bismillahir rahmanir rahim ihdaha. And bismillahir rahmanir rahim is one of those seven. Meaning the first part of Surah Al-Fatiha is what? Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In another riwayah it says, wa bismillahir rahmanir rahim ihda ayatiha. So there's no way to run. It becomes clear cut. Wa bismillahir rahmanir rahim ihda ayatiha. And bismillahir rahmanir rahim is one of the verses. So the first verse of Surah Al-Fatiha is what? Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This hadith was reported by Imam Dar-Qutni. It's also reported by an Imam al-Bayhaqi in his Sunan. But there will be two issues. The first one is almost resolved. The first is, does this hadith point to the fact that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is the first verse of Al-Fatiha? Does it? Yes, it does, clearly. Because it says alayhi salatu wa salam, wa bismillahir rahmanir rahim ihda'aha, or bismillahir rahmanir rahim ihda'ayati. And bismillahir rahmanir rahim is one of his verses. So it's clear. This is from the aspect of al-jalala. Does it prove what we want? But before that, I only mentioned that because the mind is closer to it. Before that, before you start looking for whether a hadith actually proves a point we seek to affirm, the first question is the hadith authentic? You always ask these two questions. Is this hadith authentic one? The ulama say this is min haythu thubut. Is it affirm? Is it authentic? Thubut. Does it point to what I want? Dalala. I'll do dalala if you like. You are both correct. This hadith, Imam al-Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he says, وَصَحَّحَهُ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ مِنَ الْأَئِمَّةِ ابن حجر. فَصَحَّحَهُ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ مِنَ الْأَئِمَّةِ. Long before him, Imam Dar-Qutni rahimahullah, he mentions the authenticity of this hadith. Likewise, Al-Imam Abdul Haqq al-Ishbayni, he mentioned the authenticity of this hadith. Al-Imam Ibn Mulakin, he mentioned the authenticity of this hadith. Sheikh Ahmad Shakir, he mentioned the hadith authenticity. The Imam Shawkani, rahimahullah, he also mentioned the hadith authenticity. And Sheikh Ahmad Ibn Yahya al-Najmi, he also mentioned the hadith authenticity in his book. فتح الرب الرحيم في حكم الجهر والإقرار بإسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He mentioned the hadith authentic. Among those who mentioned it authentic also was Imam Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani in his book Silsilat al-Ahadith al-Sahiha, the hadith number 1183. So that we can go back to it. He says, alayhi salatu wa salam, that بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم is إحدى آيات سورة الفاتحة. It's one of the verses of سورة الفاتحة. That is to affirm the authenticity of the hadith. But some of us amongst the ulama say, no, this hadith is not authentic. But this statement is weak. To say this hadith is not authentic is weak. They say the hadith, sometimes Nuh ibn Abi Bilal, who reported this hadith, would report it as a statement from Abu Hurairah. And at another time, he reported it as a statement from who? The Prophet Muhammad. So report it from as a statement of Abu Hurairah, we always refer to that as waqf. It's a waqf or who? So he reported it mawkufan. The other one, they will say he reported it what? Marfu'an. Or asnadahu. He reported it while ascribing it to the Prophet Muhammad. Now, Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi and others, they say this hadith, so say that it is from the statement of Abu Huraira, is the most correct that it was Abu Huraira talking, radiallahu anhu. Sheikh al-Albani says no. It is wrong to say that it is only correct mawqufan. He says because this law, Ibn Abi Bilal, is an authentic reporter of hadith. If a weak reporter of hadith is reporting a hadith, sometimes he says the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes he says Abu Huraira said, radiallahu anhu. It is one of the evidences of his weakness. But when an authentic reporter, known, mashhoor, difficulty, as they say about Nuh, this Nuh, Ibn Abi Bilal, rawa lahu al-jama'a. Istamadahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Al-Imam Bukhari, Muslim, Ashabu al-Sunan, they rely on his report. So it's a well-known, reliable report of hadith. So if on an occasion he says, Abu Huraira said, and then the other occasion he said, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they do not affect themselves. It is not considered as from the aspect of ifti'ah. Or from the aspect of what indicates that he doesn't know what to say no. Ulama do that a lot. Instead of when the Prophet said, it's Abu Huraira reported. He indicated that you would have known that it is not from Abu Huraira. And Imam Abu Shama, rahimahullah, one of the teachers of Imam al-Nawawi, he has an entire book on this issue. He calls it Kitabu al-Basmala, the book on al-Basmala. In it he says regarding this hadith, rahimahullah, he said, أقل درجاته أن يكون موقوفا. The least thing you say about this hadith is to say that it is موقوف. Abu Huraira said that Al-Basmala is from Surah Al-Fatiha. That is the least thing. Otherwise, you have said it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, وَلَا يَجْزِمْ أَبُو هُرَيْرَ. And Abu Huraira will not be affirming. لَا يَجْزِمْ أَبُو هُرَيْرَ القول بأن البسملة إحدى آيات الفاتحة. And Abu Huraira would not be affirming and insisting that البسملة is one of the verses of سورة الفاتحة رضي الله عنه إلا عن توقيفه. Except that he has an evidence for revelation. That is from the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. أو عن دليل قوي ظهر له. Or he has a strong evidence that is known to him. That is if we say, okay, we agree that it's from the statement of Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه is insisting that Al-Basmala is from Surah Al-Fatiha. The essence of what he's saying is that ليس مما يقال بالرأي. It is not from the aspect of something you can say opinion, he's talking about his opinion. No. He cannot be talking about an opinion regarding a verse of the Quran. To say this thing is part of the Quran, Abu Huraira will not say that from an opinion. He's saying that from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even if we accept the deliya, as they say, we agree for the purposes of argument that is from the statement of Abu Huraira, هذا له حكم الرفع. He has the ruling of a statement from the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام لأنه ليس مما يقال للرأي, because it is not from the aspect of the thing that a person would say giving a personal opinion. I hope that this hadith is clear. This hadith is sahih, inshallah. It occurs in Bulugh al-Maram. Go back with you. See it in Bulugh al-Maram. This hadith. The second proof, inshallah, that Surah Al-Fatiha has Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim as its first verse is the hadith of Ummu Salam radiallahu anha, annaha su'ilat an qira'ati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was asked regarding how did the Prophet used to read. They have how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read generally. It's not talking about Salah. And the reward of Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, he says that Kira'atan Fis Salah
What they are asking Ummu Salama about was, كَيْفَ كَانَ يَقْرَأُ فِي السَّلَامِ. How did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, how did he used to read when he observed his salam? And then she said, رضي الله عنها, فقالت. And then she said, رضي الله عنها, كَانَ يُصَلِّي فِي بَيْتِهَا فَيَقْرَأُ. She said, the Messenger عليه السلام والسلام would observe his salah in my room. That salah would indicate Imma Qiyam al-Layl or any of the Nawafis. He would perform that salah in my room. He says, كَانَ يُقَطِّبُ قِرَاءَتَهُ آيَةً آيَةً. He would cut the recitation verse by verse. This will make us understand that if you see one Imam leading salah, say, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين رب. Because the leader of all the a'imma, how would he read? Ayatan, ayatan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. But Imam Abu Amr al-Jani, he has a book called Al-Qira'at. In his record of this hadith, he said the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, summa yatif. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, summa yatif. Summa yakulu, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, summa yatif. ثم يقول الرحمن الرحيم ثم يأتي ثم يقول مالك يوم الدين. It is written in his book and it is not صحيح. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he performed salah, how would he pray? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم يأتي ثم يقول الحمد لله رب العالمين. But you can say, this is not a clear-cut statement that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is from Surah Al-Fatiha. You can say that. Then we'll introduce you to the riwayah of Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah in his Sahih. In that report, Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah reported that when it says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim فَعَدَّهَا آيَةً, he would count it as what? An ayah. When he says Bismillah, Ummu Salama said to Rasulullah, that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam performs his salah, he would say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim fa'addaha ayatan. He will count that as one ayah. So please, what the rest of them were telling us, that he would say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim summa yati, he would stop. That stoppage meant that he had ended an ayah. And that ayah is what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This hadith that we have read is called in Al-Sahih by Imam Ibn Khuzaymah. Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi has also reported it. Al-Imam al-Tuhawi has also reported it. I will encourage any of us who like to read more about this hadith to go to Irwal al-Ghalil fi Taqrid al-Ahadith Manar al-Sabil by Sheikh Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani, hadith number 343. If I'm not forgetting, the second volume, say 5960. You will find this hadith there, inshallah, in its verification. Before him, Al-Imam al-Nawawi authenticated the hadith. Al-Imam Daruqutni said, wa isnaduhu sahih. The isnad of this hadith is sahih. And Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah in his sahih, he placed this hadith all under a chapter heading. He says, Babu Zikri Dalil, the chapter regarding the mentioning of the evidence, ala anna Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ayatun min Fatihatul Kitab, is a vast Surah Al-Fatiha. I hope that this matter is clear. Al-Imam Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, in his tafsir, the Muqaddim of the tafsir, he says, wal hujjatu fi zalika annaha ba'duha. والحجة في ذلك أنها يعني البسملة بعضها. The evidence that is found, what is found from the evidence regarding this matter is that أنها that Bismillahirrahmanirrahim is what? Ba'duha, part of Surah Al-Fatiha. It means when we perform the Salah, we must be patient enough to recite Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. When we don't recite Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, the ruling of Surah Al-Fatiha will determine the ruling of our Salah. And Surah Al-Fatiha is from the arkan of Salah. If you don't perform it, the individual does not have that part of Salah. You have to go back to it. So it means, like Imam Shafi'i said, if you don't recite Surah Al-Fatiha at the beginning of Surah, if you don't recite Al-Basmala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, at the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha, in Salah, you don't have that Fatiha. You have to go back to Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Among those who have this opinion, we have Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Al-Imam Ishaq ibn Rahweh, Imam Abu Ubaid al-Qasim ibn Salam, Imam Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i, we mentioned him first, rahimahullah. Then it is ulama, wa huwa madhhabu ahli Makkah. It's the view of the people of Makkah, wa ahli Iraq, and the people of Iraq, wa ahli Kufa. The scholars among the people of Kufa. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is one of the verses of Surah Al-Fatiha. The next issue here is, how then do we recite this Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? It becomes an issue. Because Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وأبا بكر وعمر كانوا يفتتحون الصلاة بالحمد لله رب العالمين. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله, that hadith according to Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, كانوا بيقول يفتتحون الصلاة, commence their salawat, the word Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So what was happening to Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? How then do we recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? If they used to only, we will only hear Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Does this mean that we are not reciting Surah Al-Fatiha? Some ulama say yes, like Al-Malikiyah. The statement that you are not saying anything between Takbirat al-Ihram and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is the proof. We mentioned it. That the Malikiyah have a view that after Takbirat al-Ihram, don't say anything until you recite Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So if you wonder, what did they learn? It is this statement of Anas. يمتحون الصلاة بماذا؟ الحمد لله رب العالمين. You start your salah by only saying الحمد لله رب العالمين. So it is possible to understand from this, as they have done, as they have done, that they do not recite Dua al-Istiftah, that they do not recite al-Isti'adha, that they do not recite al-Basmala. But there are ahadith, and in fact, even the hadith of Anas, this hadith, makes it clear that they will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, they will recite Dua al-Istiftah, they will recite al-Isti'adha and Basmala, but what? Silent. One of the things that will make us understand that is the hadith of Abu Huraira we read. Go? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Messenger of Allah, after saying Takbiratul Ihram, what do you say? You say, I say, Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya, kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriki wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqini min khatayaya, kama yunatta thawb al-abyad min al-danab. Allahumma ghsilni bil-ma'i wal-salji wal-barad. The Prophet said that, alayhi salatu. So it means that what they understand from that hadith of Anas, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will just go straight and say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It's a wrong understanding. How? Because we have other ahadith that makes us understand that he used to say Dua al-Istiftah, he used to say Al-Isti'adha, and then he would say what? Al-Basmala. But what was happening was that he was not saying them aloud. I hope that this point is clear. The second reason why the Malikiya have that view is that these things are not contained in the hadith of Al-Musi'i di Salati or Al-Musi'i Salatihi. The Salah, the one, the hadith of the companion who prayed badly, Rifa'a. These things are not in this hadith. Ulama say that an issue is not contained in one hadith does not mean that if it occurs in another hadith and it is protected, it is to be rejected. I hope that this point is clear. So this is the reason why we say in the north people it's very common to hear Allahu Akbar. The next thing you say it was Alhamdulillah Ya Rabbil Alameen. He will keep quiet. But he will stop it, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. There are things to say between Takbirat al-Ihram and what? Alhamdulillah Ya Rabbil Alameen. Like what? Dua al-Istikhla. And then what? Al-Istia. And then what? Al-Basmala. So, how then should the Basmala be read? We said the Basmala should be read silently. So what are the proofs? Because this hadith of Anas that we read, that كانوا يستدعون الصلاة بالحمد لله رب العالمين. It may mean that they were reciting something silently, and it may mean that they were not reciting it silently. But we know now from other proofs that they were reciting things silently. Ulama says even that hadith of Anna shows that they were reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Most of the issues of fiqh when ulama differ. Like I mentioned at the beginning when we started talking about Salah, the problems are usually hadithiyyah here. Something that has to do with the hadith, is it authentic or not? Then it becomes, if it is authentic, what is the meaning of that hadith? So if there are reports, if someone is only aware that they only start Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, he's not aware of other riwayat. He will give a ruling based on one riwayat. That's why Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah will always say, Man darasa al-hadith qawiyat hujjatuh. The one who is dealing with the science of gathering the narration from the Prophet Muhammad is hujjat regarding matters will always be wrong. Because what you didn't see, he will give you. Say, of course, that's riwayat for you. So you will not be bothering your head about who said what. The Prophet said so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or the Prophet did so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Riwayat will not matter. So if you have understood that Anas was saying, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Takbirat al-Ihram, he will only say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. There are other riwayat of this hadith. Let's come back to one of them, or three of them. الإمام الصحاوي عن ابن حبان ذات حديث أخيرين لم كانوا يفتتحون الصلاة بالحمد لله رب العالمين there's a report from الإمام الصحاوي ابن حبان also collected by الإمام دار قدين in an authentic report he said that أنا said رضي الله عنه صليت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم I observed Salah along with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa Abu Bakr and Abu Bakr ibn Ali wa Umar and Umar radiallahu anhu wa Uthman and Uthman bin Affan falam asma' ahadan minhum yaj'alu bismillahi rahman rahim I did not hear anyone making aloud what? Bismillahi rahman rahim okay wa fi lafzin li Ahmad In another report of this hadith by Imam Ahmad, it says, فَكَانُوا لَا يَجْهَرُونَ بِذِكْنِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ They did not used to recite aloud, بِذِكْنِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ The Prophet Muhammad Anas said, I performed salah behind him. I performed behind Omar, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Omar, Uthman. They would not recite the بِذِكْنِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ They will not recite it aloud. In the riwayah of Ibn Hibban, he says, وَيَجْهَرُونَ بِالْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا يَجْهَرُونَ بِجِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَيَجْهَرُونَ بِمَاذَا بِالْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ They will not recite بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم aloud. They will only read aloud what? الحمد لله رب العالمين. الإمام ابن خزيمة in his Sahih, the fourth volume, page 278. If you have this tahqiq by Dr. Mustafa Al-A'zam and the standard text of Sahih ibn Khuzaymah with the Tariqa of Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah, it occurs in page 278. The reason is, if I say volume this, page that, the copy they've been looking at, the difference of mine, so I must tell you the copy that I'm referring to. So that you didn't say, oh, our Lord, they are you, it is there. Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah, he has a chapter heading. He calls the chapter heading Babul Zikr al-Fayl. The chapter regarding the mention of the elements, ala anna anata, that Anas ibn Malik, إِنَّمَا أَرَادَ بِقَوْلِهِ لَمْ أَسْمَعْ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُ يَقْرَأْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. I did not hear them say بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. He also tell us that what Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه meant in that hadith, أي لَمْ أَسْمَعْ أَحَدًا مِّنْهُ يَقْرَأْ جَعَرًا. I did not hear any of them reciting the Allah. That is what he means. He did not mean to say that they are not reciting the Quran. What he wants to say is that I did not hear any of them reciting aloud in the name of Allah. He wants to tell us that they used to recite in the name of Allah silently in this salah, while in that salah. La tamata wa khama. This salah is not like some people think. Then he went out. They will start to be denied, they will start to Alhamdulillah order. They will not need to hear them say Alhamdulillah. It's not that they never decided anything at all. He did not find out from the topic to understand that no. What Anas said, this is in other wires of this study. What Anas said to Allah and his mentor, that they will not need to unify with Allah. He did not need to say that they are not deciding with them at all. He was saying that he just did this as it was. The hadith is also from Anas. It is Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La biyaj haf bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He would not say Allah. He did not say Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wala Abu Bakr. Likewise, Abu Bakr would not do it. Wala Umar wala Uthman. Umar would not do it. Neither would Uthman not do it. In the second hadith, the last hadith of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I said, I have the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah is Abu Bakr, and Umar, they did not say Allah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are the reports from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa and from his compatriots, رضي الله عنه, came to Islam in the media when he explained that you were ready. You gave explanation that we let the children who are going to be emotional. He said, how would it be that some people would say we should decide to say Allah or Rahman or Rahim Allah? And that's the view of the Shafi'i. They are saying that one of the first words in Fatiha, when the people of Islam are in Salah, we started with Basmala, the Hazeta, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, the Khutbah. But they say that it will be read aloud. They say, yes, it is the Khutbah. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not need to do what he did not need to read in aloud. So they have that in what they wrong do. This hadith of Anas indicates that what they used to do was al-Iqra'u bil Basmala. They used to recite al-Basmala to how? Silently. They did not need to recite it aloud. And the Prophet, he gave a beautiful
beautiful description of this position. I want them to mention worship is not in the
Then Anas ibn Malik taught the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his young boy for 10 years. When the Prophet was at home, he was with him. Outside the house, he was with him. Inside the house, he was with him to the hour of his last year. On the journey, he was with him, alayhi wa sallam. While he was at home, he was with him. He said, when they made Hajjat ibn Wada, the last time, the power has been said, alayhi salatu wa salam. When they made that time, Anas was so close, radiallahu anhu, to Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam. So much that when the current of the Prophet Muhammad had people, alayhi salatu wa salam, coming from his nose or from his mouth, he was coming to body of hands. Radiallahu anhu, yet he did not learn away from the Prophet Muhammad. He was with him. He's the one who was so close to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam who said, I never heard him recite his name, la ilaha illallah. I was with Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, I never heard him recite his name, la ilaha illallah. Who has to tell us how the Prophet will recite his name, la ilaha illallah? Who has? And you have a different word from Allah, which is Quran. On that, he has been two factors, two purposes. Perhaps as you mentioned about, بارهما جاء في وقت جميل نور بارك حديث ومرفوف الله بارهما جاء في ترك الجهل بذكر الله الرحمن الرحيم بارهما جاء في ترك الجهل The chapter here wants to be recorded that we should not say aloud بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم He said that a hadith here and he gave a comment. As Imam Muslim is said, Rahimahullah, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi is the student of Al-Imam al-Bukhari. So this is the third century or second century before we read it to us. He says, وَالْعَمَلْ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ أَسْرَيْهِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ This was what the last majority of scholars were upon in Ashab al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, named him Abu Bakr, amongst them was Yahya, radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Uthman, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, wa Umar, likewise Umar, wa Uthman wa Ali, and Uthman of Ali radiallahu anhu, wa Gayruhum, and other apart from them, wa Mubadahu min al-Sabi, and other who came after them amongst the Sabi'in, the students of the Companion, wa Bi Yahudu Sufyan al-Sawi, what about the view of Al-Imam Sufyan al-Sawi, wa Umar, الإمام عبد الله وأحمد والحاق الإمام أحمد بن حنبل والحاق بن ربيع رحمه الله لا يرون أن يجهر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يرون بإثبات أبدي أن يجهر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لأن بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في كتاب قالوا إرسي ويقول ما في نفسه
After the other one, we need to also, because that is the way of Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam, and the Khulafa we have that, they are the ones who we mentioned. And the eminent scholars amongst the Tabi'un, and those who we name after them, La yarawna an yajharam bismillahi rahman rahim. They do not have a view that the individual who gave bismillahi rahman rahim allowed. Qal, He has been Yahuluhu or Yahulu Hafiya. The individual is saying to himself. However, what about those among the Ulama who have a view that you would say sometimes Bismillah Rahman Rahim aloud? And sometimes you would say Bismillah Rahman Rahim silent. We are not going to say from zero to 20. Shaykh Islam,
He mentioned that those who have written more from communication are those who you speak that he is written in the line of Allah Allah. And those are the Shafi'iyya. And Imam Muslim from Dari Hadabu, he said, Abu Shah, he made church, he had a book that as you might know, they have two children on the issue of human rights. They have to be that we say Allah. But these are hadith. And Imam Abu Bakr is the people who died also not for him, but among the Shafi'i and the other people. These are hadith. Shaykh Ibn Abi Taymiyyah, Imam Ibn Khayyim, Imam Taymiyyah, many of those who have come down to one of these are hadith. They say,
What do you mean by clear for Sahih? Gave Sahih. We are not clear for Sahih Uha, Gave Sahih. Those that are authentic and not clear, they are not clear for. They do not indicate that he was saying in Allah. Clearly, those that indicate that he was saying in Allah, clearly, Gave Sahih, they are not authentic. That is, if the identity of the religion, you will not prove you there. What group is it? It is not a person. So they say, Sahih Muhammad al-Sahih, Jayyid al-Sahih, wa Sahih Muhammad al-Sahih. Sahih Muhammad al-Authentic among the right Ahadi. Jayyid al-Sahih, this is not clear for the indicator yet. You should say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah. And those who are in the center will say Allah. One of those who has a view that we can say sometimes and this is sometimes because there are authentic Ahadith was the beloved Shaykh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Yusuf. In the Shaykh of Sayyid Sahih Muslim and Bahru al-Mahid al-Sajjaj. What are two things? The Imam ibn Hussein rahimahullah. That's only the view of Islam in the Quran. Because of the of Imam Shabbat and Imam Hashim al Nisabi. And what are some of them? But the Ulama of the Sahih Muhammad al Sahih, those that are authentic among them, they are not careful. What are you going to have? Those that are careful, they are not authentic. Let us look for one that is authentic. We will make up for the stand that is not careful. Let them have to look for one that is not protected, and then we will indicate how they are going to do. So I have to say that the truth is clear for. Let me give us an example. And I'll make it in a way that will be clear to everyone of us this time. The wife stood up and said, the boy, stood up and said, so and so. The boy said, so and so. This is a good statement. The boy said, so and so. It is not explicit that he stood up or he backed up. The boy said, so and so. Was he standing on
it?
It's not clear. He could have said it to stand up. He could have said he said it there, but the boy stood up and said, this is clear for that when he was making, he was there. This is story that he was hanging when he was doing that thing. But the former boy said, he's not sorry that when he made the statement, he was hanging. So he moved, yes, he had a little bit of it. When they don't prove what he said now, or heaven, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, so he had given him Allah Rahman Rahim at the beginning of Salah. He got any man that he was saying to him, he said to him Allah Rahman Rahim.
You got to say that we're getting lousy, or you were getting high energy. What did you tell me for? You can say, because when Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه went in to say, when you are silent, what do you say? Even though for the fact that even though we were not hearing what you were saying, you were saying something. When it was said that in Salat al-Zuhr and Asr, the Prophet will read Sotul Surah, Sotul Surah alayhi salatu wa salam, the hadith of Abu Qasada, we are still going up to it. He was not saying it loud. He was somehow revealed. How? The Hafiz went in to ask him, what were you saying? Like Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه. All that as he was saying gently, silently, he we are hearing from Hafiz that made them understand how he was listening to what he called. Oh, he was listening to what he called. All the other plan they went in the house to talk, what did you say? What do you read in this room? What do you read in this house? So to say that he was reciting Surah Al-Kawthar in Salat al-Zuhr, did you mean that he was reciting Surah Al-Kawthar in Salat al-Zuhr aloud? It is not the words that they read aloud. Oh, sorry. I hope that this point is clear. I'm trying to make us understand why they say story. It cannot have any other meaning except the master. Let me write the hadith from Abu Hurairah. It says, وَإِنَّهَا مِنْهَا أَوْ وَإِنَّهَا إِذْيَاهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ is one of his hadith. One of what is the end of the life. One of what is part of the practice that grew up in Fatiha. That was why I mentioned the federal word. When he says, if there I am, it is one of his hearts. This thing cannot, you can't remove this desire of man from his head from his head for two of his hearts. So that is one of his hearts. So how do you want to know as much man as it was two of his hearts? In this case, this head is what correct. That and that man is what part of your own hearts. I hope that this is the question. Let's read one of the two. With me, the hadith says that when he attempts to prove for his problem that is not for him, careful. It's from how would I do? The hadith is the hadith of Abu Hurairah, رضي الله عنه. It was all the same to the hadith. But I'll be reading from Muhammad ibn Hujayr. Zuhayr ibn Mudhir was a Qadi, one of the students of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه. He got and put me in his mouth. He used to perfume the masjid. Zuhayr ibn Mudhir. He used to perfume the masjid. And his father and Muslim used to perfume the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. So when his father died, he took to perfume the masjid. Right on. This masjid carried perfume. I have been continuing my people to follow the Zalimah. In Makkah, the Zalimah from Makkah. In Medina, the Zalimah is not that much. In Medina, in Makkah, the other Zalimah is not. And there are selected patterns in Zalimah. So the person Zalimah is not to be called off on the Zalimah. In Nuhayr al-Mudhir, reported this hadith. He said, so let you all Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه. I prayed behind Abu Hurairah. This was the companion of Abu Hurairah. He followed him everywhere like Anas followed the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام everywhere. فَقَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه said, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ ثُمَّ قَالَ بِأُمِّ الْقُرْآنِ And then he said to us, أُمُّ الْقُرْآنِ حتى بلغ ولا الضالي عن الهبطل ولا الضالي فقال أبوري أسل آمين يقول لك إبليس الإمام who would say آمين the people who would say what آمين يقول لك إبليس إن شاء الله حتى بلغ ولا الضالي عن أبوري أسل ولا الضالي فقال آمين and then he says آمين وقال الناس آمين and the rest of the people said what? That thing from here. I just go for the collection. Those who say we can recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Allah. This is because of the alimentary.
that the strongest evidence we have in this hadith of Abu Hurairah, among those who said so, Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar, the strongest evidence we have in this hadith, among those who said so, Al-Imam ibn Abdul Hadi al-Muqtafi in his book Al-Muharrar fi al-Hadith, they say the best evidence is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to recite Allah. Because when Abu Hurairah finished the wrong hadith, he said, what does he not see here? I swear by the one in whose soul, in whose hands is my soul. In me la ashibahukum salatan bi rasmila alayhi salatu wasalam. I am the one who is nearest. I am the one who is most nearest in the salat of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam than the rest of you. So that's what he did in this salat. He was following what? The sunnah of Prophet. What do you mean from the Israelites? Maqalah ha'ah is Bismillah ar-Rahman. Abu Hurairah read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will have told this hadith from two angles. That is, the first hadith, the first angle is from the aspect of thubut. Is this hadith authentic? Shaykh al-Albani said this hadith is not authentic. Rahimahullah. So it is not that it's unrelated that. He did his job before that. He only mentioned, Rahimahullah, the reason he ruled for the innocent meat. He mentioned one of the reporters being Sa'id ibn Abi Hilal. He is Salafah. He used to be from the court. He left it. Yama Shawar is left in the room. Rahimahullah. But before him, Zayn Abu Salaf gave his hand in his body. I tried to do a compilation of them. I was tracking my own English Hadith compilation. Amongst the Mahmoudas, amongst them was Al-Imam ibn Hudayn al-Hudayn, Al-Imam ibn Hibban, Khatib ibn Ramudi, Al-Imam Zahri, Al-Imam Da'afuni, Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi, Al-Rahim al-Muddad, Al-Hajjal al-Salami al-Qalat. They say this Hadith is not there. Amongst the students of Shaykh al-Bayhaqi, Shaykh Tariq al-Jilani, in the progress of the book Al-Muhawar al-Hadith, he mentioned that this hadith is authentic. Likewise, Shaykh Kabir ibn Amin al-Zuhayr, he mentioned in his Rahim of Bulur al-Mara, this hadith of Qadir al-Mara, he mentioned that this hadith of Abu Hurairah is authentic. And others too who are born from Abu Bulur al-Mara, we are Ayyub al-Zakariha, like Shaykh Muhammad al-Bulur, he mentioned that hadith is also authentic. And then I saw Musa, Ali, he mentioned all the others, but then he can't have it. That's the one. So the scholars of the past and in the present, they also have a different attitude there for the deep. Why am I saying that? We are making the statement of contradict what Al-Imam al-Albani says. It's not a reason to contradict it. It's not a reason to say this, you say that. The matter must be, you must go down and down. So, but amongst the students, they said, Shaykh Kareem ibn Ali, and then Shaykh Kareem ibn Ali. So, he is the one from more comfort than Alhamdulillah. He is the same with a person who is not alive that do this. Because that is what he does. The Allah forgive me that everyone. He has one word. He is a shahad and a shahid. For as far, but I will ask you why. This is a letter from not everybody. People want to carry women out of something they are there with a friend and you are not with them. So who have the right and the background knowledge to be able to do what they do on earth, they have a word. One word for their effort. But when they are correct, they are what? Double word. One word for the effort, you can't work for the incorrect. So they say this hadith is possible. Can we go to the if we have had more time? And if we are not the one that we will go into this word, so who that this hadith is potential? So the hadith is potential. It's possible to say maybe the hadith are associated with the one. And after he kills some of the students, they are the hadith there. For the rest of us, he will come back. He can't do it. So group that we live in the line of Mandarin allowed?
The ulama says, Sahihuha, Zayru, Zayru. So we are correct that it's Sahih, but is it Zayru? Is it clear for us? I don't know if it was clear for us.
La yajhaluna bi ismillahi rahman, they will not say bismillahi rahman rahim alaw. That's clever.
He says, Kaabu yusirhuna biha, they will say silence, it's clever. That they are saying it there, silence.
But when he says, yakra'u bismillahi rahman rahim, he will read bismillahi rahman rahim. Is it clever, is it alaw for all?
Because they are not, he was reading alaw.
Into me.
He was really silent.
They would also be that so they say it as it was very sorry.
We have one hadith that is sorry. They need to read silent. This one is very sorry. They hope it can mean silently. It can also mean love. So one matter comes like this. He needs the one that has 1, 2, 3 minutes. We say it's very sorry.
But the one that is doing is the one that he needs is clear for.
What does he say? La yajhaluna that he needs to do
that. And Imam was giving the name of the dead, but he said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the companion called us among them. He called us among the companions. And then the man goes. And then he's the ulama. They did not give us. Who else do we want to do?
So it's not from the Sunnah to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim allowed. Even though Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is not a Surah Al-Fatiha, the Sunnah of the Surah Al-Fatiha regarding Al-Baqarah and Salah is that you make what and you pray. You pray silently. So when you say Allahu Akbar, Ta'ala, Allah, you see the example of God is in that. Then God is in that, and you go. Let the hour silence, then we continue with Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbilah, that is connected to the hadith of the Alhamdulillah, Ya Kamu, Ya Shabbihu, Ya Salat, and Nara, Bi Alhamdulillah. I hope that is what I say. The next issue is the Fatiha itself. What is the meaning of the Fatiha itself? Today, what we have done is that I need to have a from the Wajima of Salah. And the correct way to say it is the same word, I don't need to learn the Wajima of Salah. You know, the part of Wajima, in Amti, he was not free, he was not free. You can hear somebody say, in Amti, he was not free, before he was free, he was not free, he was not free. They did not love the heat because everyone among people asked me that if they want to know the other, I know they want to. I said, most of them are given to me. They only love the joy of them. The cost of the massage is given away to a lot of people. And the fear of the heat, one thing is because the life is away, there is no problem. The other is to be clear. And then we have to be clear in our eyes and clear the mind. So that's the first thing we do today. And we got aware that for some of the animals in the house is that said that it's the wise. Among those who said it was hardly in our house that we are about. And we have to be on the story and mother. And it's the house. After that, Al-Makmar. And that Al-Makmar is part of the world is part of the Because we decided to go up a Surah Al-Fatiha, we decided to go up a Surah Al-Fatiha. So we decided to go up a Surah Al-Fatiha.
أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه، أبو بكر عمر عثمان علي أن الخلق أمام الصحابة، they all need to recite البسملة to silence. Who said to الإمام الترمذي and that the report regarding reciting Surah reciting البسملة to Allah. Those ones that are authentic among them, they do not clearly indicate that we should read them Allah. Those ones that clearly indicate that we should read Allah, they are not there. I think we should not fight that we thought. So when we say Allah, Akbar, we do that. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, wa tamawa wa shakmuk, wa ta'ala shakmuk, wa la ilaha ghayruk, a'udhu billahi al-rabi'ul adhim, min ash-shaytan al-rabi'i, min hamdihi wa nafsihi wa nafsihi, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. يعني الحمد لله رب العالمين آية آية الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين آية آية. One last point I want to take home from all of you people is that we must be careful with Allah. If the person is not careful with Allah, you'll be hating all of these people. You'll not be able to do them properly. Forget the fear that they could do. Forget the mob and the cop. This is Salah. How is your wife man, as they say? Salah. Would you can do those things? I want to follow by the film. Allahu Akbar upon the Farabali. I think the Mamwa said, don't you lay here. There's no art in Salah. Don't forget that Rabbul Alameen is the glory. May Allah accept our Salah. This is a strong appreciation.
If we have one meeting, we could ask them, inshallah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How do we go about imam? You have to do your body. I'll ask for the answer is to tell you. You are not in Russian. Where do you know all this material?
no, 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 no When I thought of the view of the Malikiya is that we should not be like, I went back to my Amawiya. I said, okay. I went back to tell him that he said, ha! To someone, he said, this is not what he said. And Allah forgive him. And he expired the word. Because whatever the views of our world, we have taken from the things of your material life. So let not be patient with the thing. Explain and like to the thing. When people are tell them, now you know what I want to hire. Today, in the Hadith of Beza, Hadith Yahava is why we put it one of the Ango. In the Hadith that Al-Baqarah is one of the Lord of the Abu Hadith. So, in the Hadith that we should recite Al-Baqarah silence, how many Hadith did you go to the century? What did you wear? So, they make a heart. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, one of those who came from, let me say, Allah has been again, the younger brother, the one who came a lot of evil about the book of Hadith, his younger brother, my father, it was 13 years ago, who was in flight together to Cairo, he did that. What is the problem later on? The people they follow, they are like,
I just saw him, and he met the people together. know your hadith in your hand and your Quran in your hand. Go for it. Get from Arabia Hadith.
Who to give up? So, please,
what you are doing, anything that is not clothes or whatever, shoes or the cup or the bath that you are using, I will buy the phone after the one head. You are me, you can say they are me. Go ahead. If they don't have to pack anything, wait in one head. When you buy the one head, you will not be doing everything on one head. I think it's been there for years. It's kind of a long one. I will lie down.
I don't know.